Good afternoon, everybody. This is Roundtable and Do or Dice Podcast. I'm John. I'm your Dungeon Master. We'll start with Trent.
I'm Trent, and I play Talmor on Do or Dice.
Corey.
I'm Corey, sometimes Mike, and I play Goshen and Do or Dice.
Ben.
I'm Ben, and I play Bo on Do or Dice. Actually, do I play Bo?
Yes.
Yeah, Bo's out.
Nim.
Officially.
Bo.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, cool. Bo.
He plays a character.
Kyle.
I'm Kyle. I play Ordok on Do or Dice.
And Jerry had to go to sleep because he has a really messed up work schedule, so he can't be with us today. But he's Jordan, and he plays Jerry Almond on Do or Dice.
Master Wizard.
Okay, cool. So we have our Patreon, Chris, who's here. He's on the $5 Patreon tier, and he gets to be part of the Patreon, you know, asking questions live, all that stuff. Just a quick little housekeeping stuff. This stream is sponsored by Studio Headphones. We'll talk more about them later. And if sitting in live on the roundtables is something that interests you, jump over to Patreon. We did just do a revamp of all the tiers and rewards and stuff. So go over there and check that out if that's something that might interest you. But we'll move on from that and go into the episode talk. And this roundtable covers episodes 13 through 16, which was Out of the Frying Pan, I'm Scared Jerry, New Friends and Revelations, and Going and Returning Again. So take it away, guys.
Not all at once, though.
Yeah.
Episode 13, pretty much as the party makes its way out of the now ruined West Spring, they don't get a moment's rest as they have a run-in with some not-so-friendly forest friends.
Oh, that's the owlbears.
Yeah.
Those guys. Those fucking guys.
Nothing to do with me.
you were there in a vision.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Really confusing death vision.
Yeah, that you know, you were cryptic and you couldn't just give me a straight answer, so I died twice.
Even when I was dead, I was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Almost as much as you are, you know, in real life.
Sick burn, yo.
Gotcha.
Harsh.
Correct.
Oh, hey, look at that, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not merch placement.
So how'd you guys feel almost, dying?
I was scared because it was like, I went down and then Corey and Jay is like, we were like, oh shit, you know, Ben just died the session before. And, we were like, if we get a TPK, I remember that conversation of like, if everybody dies, are we sticking with this? And then we were all like, yeah, why not? Because it was just kind of like the podcast, you know, like everybody was about to die and it was almost a full TPK. We were like, the biggest thing I remember was just talking like, if everybody dies, are we just going to keep going or just restart the podcast?
I do think that that was probably like the most scared we've been as a unit of like, yeah. Oh, like we're all dead. Okay.
I was terrified.
Yeah, right.
I was
party
fine.
Member down.
Well, you were already dead.
Lines are down.
So.
Mm. Just a monk and a wizard.
And then I think the rest of that episode, we just kind of wandered throughout the forest, and I got lost. So,
yeah, that one went right into I'm Scared Jerry.
Right.
Yeah.
And that kind of...
That was the bears, right? We wandered around and like... Jerry tried to pick up the pieces of Talmor because I wasn't having anything of it.
Yeah. I was having a little bit of a mental breakdown, and Jerry helped me out. But yeah, that's when we ran into those bears that killed that little guy in that hut. And we started to find out that the forest is kind of fucked because we screwed up the altar. So
Oh, yeah. We might have not done it.
Well, I think, I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, they say, like, we keep saying that, like, we screwed up the town, we ruined the altar. But when you think about it, it was the cult that was really going to do it. We just
helped it right along.
Yeah, but we also, what the cult was going to do would have been very, very, a lot worse, rather. And so I think we ended up saving the town from...
Well, maybe the other town, not that town.
Yeah, well, Ordok failed the Fey God. Yes, he did. Yeah, that was all.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I'm going to fix it. It's fine.
So that was, I think that was a good episode for, I think, character development between Jerry and Talmor, at least on my end. I don't know how Jerry feels, but...
I think he felt great until you hugged him, and then he was like, mistakes were made.
That was also when he started to redo a bedtime story.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That was an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that the revelations of all of that magic stuff from Komar and everything was exactly the opposite of what I was thinking. So
yeah.
It still might be. We've just made a bunch of assumptions based on that journal.
Yeah. Yeah, and then did anything else happen in that episode? No, it ended on the bedtime story, didn't it?
It ended on the bedtime story with Jerry realizing that he shouldn't be reading this out loud yet.
That was also the first glimpse of Bo.
Yeah. Yes. In the bushes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he was being a weirdo.
No, was that Bo right at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Episode? Yeah, it was that stinger at the end.
Chasing Ordok's foot.
Yeah.
Yep. And then...
Fucking foot.
Episode 15 was New Friends and Revelations.
Yep.
And that was just the most confusing conversation we've ever had.
Oh, God, yes.
It was amazing.
Brain melting.
It gave me a headache, honestly. It was not what I expected. Because, like, you know, you had foreshadowed a little bit of what Bo was going to be like, but it just was completely different, and I was just like, "Oh God, this is gonna be rough." So,
yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Creepy baby foot equals villain for season two. I like that.
Yeah, that's gonna be horrible. Oh, so for the podcast, FYI, we are live streaming this. So if you ever hear us interject with comments from chat, that's what's happening. And if you want to join on future live streams, just follow us on socials, and we announce them as early as we can.
Yeah. What he said.
Very fresh. Very fresh.
Oh, dude.
And then what was going and returning again was finally making it back to East Runewood, which oh boy.
Elmore had a hard time with that.
Yeah, I did.
I think we were all pretty mad, but I think the rest of us sort of calmed down after we realized after we had a chat with William.
Hashtag stand my ground.
That was fun.
I still believe that I was in the right, even though I was probably in the wrong for what it's not completely my fault.
I feel like Bo's came in at the right time, really, because I still don't really have any kind of like investment sort of emotionally on the side of my character to all of the events that have happened. So you guys are all kind of angry at people and you've all got beef with people. You need to talk to people. And Bo's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I'm just following around.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Man, I really wish we could talk about what we did today because that it reinforces the fact of, oh yeah, Bo's just going with it and doesn't give a shit.
But I like this full retreat is always an option, and then Corey's wrote very true. Yeah, isn't it, Corey?
Yeah, Corey.
it's always an option.
You're teasing it too early. This today's episode doesn't come out for like 3 weeks. Well, they had no idea.
Just remember that. Come back. Mm-hmm. You'll understand.
Yeah, Yeah, you need to. The next couple episodes are really, really good. I mean, not that the previous ones were bad, but I think going
they just
forward,
get better.
They do.
They
even
just get
like
better and better.
After listening to them, like, because I haven't been editing any of them recently. It's all been Ben. And so, like, I'll listen to the edits, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that happened. Holy shit. That sounds a lot different, and we sound a lot worse as far as the actions and the choices that we make when you listen to it instead of when you're actually acting it out or, you know, playing in the world. So it's one of those things, like, it's rough to notice and to find, like, come to the realization that, like, we're killing one bad guy but kind of slowly replacing it with, you know, kind of our team.
There and back again with the episode with the spaceship as well, right? Not
spaceship. Oh, the airship.
Yeah.
Really,
yes,
confused
airship
me for a second.
So it wasn't actually there and back again, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. It was yes, going and returning again.
Going and returning again, yes. Right? Going with the airship. Because I was chatting away with Ordok about Gort, the goat.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, yeah.
Yeah. The goat.
Yeah. Yeah, we had our conversation about what? I feel it's like gonna be a, I was just saying, I feel like the airship, like, realistically, I feel like we all should have lost our composure a little bit more than we did. It's just like, oh, look, there's a thing.
Yeah, because, like, you know, it's actually, like, a fairly common thing to have in D&D games. Yeah. And so, like, as players, we were like, oh, is airships a thing? And, you know, you're like, yeah, but, like, you said, like, in-game, we should have been losing our shit.
Yeah.
None of us had
ever. They're under attack!
So, it's a dragon!
Flying pirates.
Weird metal dragon thing.
So, Drunk Hobo wants to clarify that it's not a retreat, but a strategic withdrawal, so it's all fine.
I prefer to think of it as a full charge in the opposite direction of danger.
Running away from a little girl.
Nah!
Spoilers. And Barkin is reminding us that it's because we're the bad guys. That's why we keep doing horrible things.
Yeah.
It's getting harder to argue against that, honestly.
It really
is.
Like, every episode.
Bo's not a bad guy. He's too happy.
Bo's a
really?
Horrible person.
Really? I think Bo's almost as bad as me. It's just
be
like,
so happy.
It's hard to justify because everybody's like, oh, thank you, you saved us all. And it's just like, but if you only knew how we did it. Like,
so, oh, man.
It's pretty rough, but it's good. It's really good.
I think the next few episodes coming up are going to be interesting, too, because we're just sort of like coming to grips and figuring out like what happens next, because we just went through this hideous ordeal. And now we're like, okay, like, we fixed one thing, sort of, but we might have broken 14,000 other things. Like, what's next?
Yeah, it's the kind of dealing with the consequences of something that we only had very little control of that really interests me. Like, because, you know, it was originally like, hey, someone needs to go to West Spring to figure out what's going on. And then, you know, it was like trying to be the good guys. We were like, oh, we see this, we have to stop it. And, you know, if we didn't, like, you know, we talked about this a little bit. Like, if we hadn't have stepped in, what happened could have been a lot worse as far as, you know, what would have been going on. But it's kind of weird that, you know, we step in to help and the blame falls on us for everything that's going wrong. And so, you know, as characters, I think, at least from my point of view, it's like, I feel really bad because of the stuff that we've done, but the stuff that we've done has only been in reaction to the stuff that was already happening.
Mm.
So, it looks like...
I'm just looking forward to getting an emotional tie to it, because at the moment, I'm more or less indifferent to everything, because I can't be invested, so I'm just, yeah, whatever. So, it'd be nice to kind of tuck into something new that I can actually get an investment to.
Drunk Hobo says, going forward, are each of Ben's characters going to have some sort of barnyard animal tied to them?
I mean, going
first
forward,
Ezzy the cow, and then now it's the goat.
Going forward, hopefully Ben won't die a lot. So,
yeah, yeah,
well,
hopefully.
Oh yeah.
But Yeah, so that's, I mean, do we have anything else to add as far as episode talk? What are your thoughts, John? I want to know, like, kind of the story that you were thinking of telling versus the story that you've had to tell because of how we've handled it. Does it vary a lot?
I'd say about 50% of what I have still from what I originally had was just a relatively rough outline and bullet points, and you guys have definitely fleshed out a lot of it and maybe have to go through and delete a couple of Word documents because it doesn't matter anymore. But it's definitely,
I don't think we're working hard enough, guys.
If it's only 50%, we need to kick it up.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely not where I saw it going from like the first two or three episodes.
Better or worse?
When you
better. Yeah,
I know that when you wrote it, you said that it was pretty much open pass right from the start, mm-hmm. and you just sort of sketched it out. But did you plan on us going to West Spring first, or was you really gunning for the Kobolds? Because I feel like Kobolds would have been a softer entrance.
I had it written three ways, either right to the Kobolds, right to the Fire Cultists, or going to the Fire Cultists and coming back and you guys not staying there like you did. I had a little bit for each one, and it was like, I didn't care. Either way, I thought was going to be awesome. But the way you guys are going with it, I'm like, oh, I see. Okay.
As far as the stuff that you've cut out, is any of that going to be able to come back or be used again?
Some parts of it, no. Just because the way I'm running this is time's not standing still in certain areas. It's just stuff that you guys are just have time-wise have blown past.
So are those choices, like, you know, are they going to affect us later as far as like things getting worse that we should have taken care of in the beginning?
High possibility.
God damn it.
Did you really go to those kobolds, huh?
I'm actually afraid of kobolds now. Alrighty, so that was the episode talk. I hope you guys kind of enjoyed it as much as we did. I know it was after kind of, you know, with the characters exiting how they did or, you know, when they did in the story. And, you know, this kind of being the rebound episodes is kind of what I think of them as far as us getting our bearings again after, you know, what had happened, and then kind of the transition of, you know, adding Bo in and getting our bearings straight and figuring out what the future holds. I think we really enjoyed playing it, so I hope it came off and came across the same to you guys. But you know, we'd always love to hear your input on that. We'll go ahead and move on here because we got a lot of questions this month to go through and some other stuff to talk through. Real quick though, we are going to do a couple minutes of ads. So,
phase out.
Yeah, I guess skip forward a couple minutes, or you know, stop listening. Go get yourself a cup of tea, whatever you need. But like I said, this this stream is sponsored by Studio. If you've been watching our episodes the last couple of weeks, you've probably heard their ads on the actual episodes and on the last round table as well. We're gonna kind of go through this real quick because you know you've been hearing them for the last couple of weeks, but they are a really great company. They're making headphones out of Sweden, Bluetooth on all their products. We're all actually wearing the Regents right now. I got the white ones, Ben and Corey's got the brown ones, and you know, we use them as our daily drivers for the most part. And if you want to read some more about them and you're really interested in them, Ben did a really great write-up that we put on our blog on the website. So check that out. As part of our sponsorship with them, we are offering a discount code for 15% off, which is on all of their products being about the $100 mark, which they're well worth it. It comes to about $15 off, a little bit more for the earbuds, which are like $110 or something. But that's a pretty good chunk of change. And for as good of a product as it is, I think that the price that you end up paying for it is, like I said, well worth the product. So that code is DICE on checkout, sudio.com, sudio.com, and whatever you order, just use the code DICE to get 15% off that order and free worldwide shipping. Anything you guys want to say real quick about Sudio?
Pretty good.
I do use them.
That wrote, it's pretty honest.
I no do actually here. Use them like in real life, just because they're Bluetooth, so I link them up to my phone and listen to podcasts or whatever. Yep. So I've always got them around.
Yeah, same. They become really helpful, and I'm only using the cord because I don't have a Bluetooth adapter in my PC, but I use them on my phone, and they're really good. But Ben, like I said, has a really honest review on those on the website, so go check those out if you're interested. Another real quick mention is to Easy Roller, as always, our DICE sponsor. Those guys are awesome. They actually just sent us a bunch of stuff. If you follow us on our social media, you would have seen the metal dice and in the giveaway we just did. We have a few more sets of those, as well as, I don't know, probably like 15 sets of poly dice and cups and other metal dice. They're really great. We're going to continue doing giveaways over the next couple weeks and throughout the next couple months. We're coming up on a few big milestones as far as downloads on the actual episodes and on the podcast and followers and stuff like that. So we're thinking about working with them to do some stuff, some really special kind of giveaways coming up. So watch out for those. But we just always want to thank them for their hospitality with working with us and sponsoring giveaways and kind of the ads and stuff for that. And so another really quick one that's been with us from the start as well is Wormwood. There's really no need for a big lengthy introduction there. You all know Wormwood is quality gaming accessories. They're really great. And if you want to, we have codes for both of those, Easy Roller and Wormwood, on our site. So go check those out if you want to get some free money off and some awesome materials. And that's all we'll do for ads. Try to keep it short and relevant and make sure that you guys aren't getting loaded down. And so we're going to move on here and finish the stream. And that's all I have to say about that. While we're waiting on the Patreon questions, we'll move on to the Discord questions. All of these came off our Discord on the roundtable questions channel. So if you want to look at those, or if you have questions for future roundtables, get on our Discord and ask in those channels. We'll be happy to answer them. So John, or Corey, or Kyle, or someone else, I'm sure everybody's tired of hearing me talk. So why don't you guys go ahead and start with these questions?
DMs before players.
Yeah, I see how it is. Odark Fang Foot. And was there a way to reattach it?
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows about my foot?
See, so, when I picked that up originally as Nim, I picked it up with the best intentions that I thought, oh, if I pick it up, we can always reattach it. But it sort of quickly went downhill, didn't it?
Best intentions.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't know how I feel about my foot. I think, like, losing it, sure, whatever. But, like, the fact that it's reanimated and just exists in this world as an entity.
I have plans for it, so...
That's even worse.
That's way worse.
You see, I wanted to pull the crystals out. If you wouldn't have chucked it and just got like mad and threw it into the forest, I was going to pop those crystals out, because really, I mean, those were my last orange crystals. So I wanted those crystals, and then we wouldn't have the problem. It would be dead. But now there's going to be...
Or maybe
like
it wouldn't be.
That's true. I guess. I never know. But I said this in the last roundtable, I think, and I'll say it again. John was being mean when I had Elon. Well, I was like, I'll make a deal with you, like fix his foot to Elon before he killed him. And then you're like, he heals it over, so it's a nub now. I'm like, I thought that you were going to fix it, and you didn't.
Be more specific in your contracts.
I guess. Yeah, it's my fault.
And for the rest of the question, was there a way to reattach it? I really doubt it. I don't think so. I mean, it was
at this point, too. I don't think so.
you need a pretty powerful cleric to even touch that, or hell, a doctor for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, it wasn't like it was like cleanly severed off. It was just like pinched.
Crushed off, yeah.
So yeah, that was just gone. That was gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So next question is, other than D&D, what tabletop games do we play? And if Magic the Gathering is any of them, talk about your decks.
My deck. I'm going to leave my deck in where it belongs. kidding. I don't play Magic the Gathering because I'm not 12. So I'll just say that now.
Wow. Shots fired.
Oh, we're going to
get so much hate mail.
I used to play Magic for a bit, but only online. I've never played it properly.
I played a bit and I was about 12. So like,
I was going to say, yeah, I played when I was like 13 probably.
Justified.
I still have my decks, but I don't use them.
Yeah, I don't know where my cards are anymore.
I played it when I was like probably about 30.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like the transfer rate on like age versus maturity for you, 30 is like 13.
So. Yeah, not far off.
As far as other tabletop games, other than like board games that I play, you know, with family or friends on occasion, I don't really play any other tabletop systems, just because I don't, with the gaming group that I had in real life, we only ever played D&D, so I don't really have other experience with much else other than D&D.
No, I play Eldritch Horror board game, that's about it. Eldritch Horror and D&D. Don't play any other like pen and paper RPGs.
I've played Shadowrun a few times. I played Open Legend. That's actually a system that I've run a few sessions in, like quite a few of them. That's a pretty cool one. Other than that, it's mostly D&D.
John, what about you?
I run a board gaming group here in Atlanta. So every Tuesday and every other Thursday, I play board games for about 4 to 5 hours. And I just started a group actually every other Monday. We're doing a Dungeon Master, Game Master support group. Just to talk about our players and the craziness that we have with that. And we're doing it. We just did a spinoff group, which is I called System Test, where those of us who haven't had a chance to DM before or haven't had a chance to play since being DMs for so long, we're taking turns doing rotations, teaching each other different systems. So I just learned Dungeon World last month. So we haven't talked about what the next month will be, but we have our next meet up tomorrow, so it's been fun.
What is the, like, do you have like social media accounts and stuff for your gaming group? You want to tag those out real quick?
We have a meetup page. It's right now the Alpharetta Guild of Geeks, but I'm going through a restructuring of getting us a little more legit, so we will become the Guild of Geeks basically for all of Northeastern Georgia. Sweet. So we're expanding. We just hit 2,000 members.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So if you're in
like board games,
Georgia or
near Atlanta,
whatever, near Atlanta, you want to play with John, go play with John.
We'll post that
with me.
So for me, I've actually played a bunch of different tabletop games. I played a lot of D&D. I've played a lot of the old Star Wars role playing game. And I've played a bunch of the White Wolf games, and so I sort of made the rounds in a lot of different tabletops. I never did a bunch of board game stuff, but I am also interested in those, especially with some, like, recently some of the more, like, really advanced sort of board games. And along with that, we are playing around with the idea, sort of behind-the-scenes discussions about potentially doing some one-shots or bonus content with testing out different systems, because a couple of us do have some experience with others. So I would say stay tuned for more if you are interested in more than just D&D.
Yeah, and I can see John as a player.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we're planning, Ben has a really fun game that we've tested out before. We didn't record it or anything, but I think that's going to be this month or next month, a big bonus content, maybe, Ben.
Unleash me as the DM.
we're planning on having a lot of other one-shots, and we have some other bonus content that we're going to be releasing here over the next couple weeks on Patreon for, I think it's the $3 tier and up. So again, if you're interested in that, if not, that's fine too. But we're going to have a lot of cool stuff coming that way. So yeah.
Just keep hanging out. You'll find out.
Yeah, keep hanging out. Yeah. And if you have any suggestions as far as like systems you want to play, we'll just have Kyle make a channel on our Discord because he's addicted to that. And we'll do like a suggestions page, and you know, we'll play whatever you want to play and record it and post it, and you can laugh at us flopping around. So.
So there's a question on Discord from a guy named Ben. I think, yeah, it looks like Ben.
That is a weirdo. Do we have to answer this one?
Oh, so I mean, it's a pretty straightforward question. I think we should get into it, if you want. Right. So the question is, who the fuck is Bo?
Who knows?
without giving too much away, you want to kind of talk us through Bo, because this is kind of the first time you've kind of unleashed him. So.
Yeah. So yeah, Bo's just a Darrow, who's a. I came up with the idea of like a witch doctor, sort of homebrew class, and then I've kind of basically worked with John to kind of shoehorn that into the sort of online systems that we use, like Fantasy Grounds and D&D and Beyond, and that. So he's kind of evolved from my first iteration of witch doctor into being a kind of hybrid class now. Of about two or three classes, really, just to make it easy in terms of the systems, to say like Fantasy Ground and that, and make it all kind of just seamlessly fit into all of the different things that we're using to run the game. But yeah, he's basically a little 3-foot Darrow who's quite interested in digging up people.
That's a pretty accurate description without going too much into him that you'll find out over the next couple episodes. Is there anything else you want to talk about with Bo without giving too much away?
Well, I mean, if like Darrow are just sort of inherently sort of addled, I guess their kind of brains are kind of inherently gone. So yeah, he's a little bit in his own little world. It's his own little world is possibly not quite what everyone else thinks it is.
I like how you say a little bit. So that's who the fuck Bo is, for everybody wondering. And over the next couple episodes, you'll see our frustration unfold.
Trying to figure out who the fuck Bo is.
That could be the name and description of the next like 4 episodes. And it doesn't get answered.
It is pretty funny because I feel like we're just sort of doing our thing. And then Bo does something, and all of us are just like sitting there, stunned in stunned silence. Like, how do we?
That's kind of been part of the trick. Is that you guys, obviously, if I'm going to roleplay it, because obviously I know the story because I've been playing with you guys. But if to roleplay it, Bo's got no investment, so he's really just a kind of periphery character at the moment, where he's just kind of standing around, and you guys are asking all this important stuff, and I'm just kind of standing there going, I don't care about this because I don't know about this really. Yeah. Like, and you've told me about it, but I don't have any investment. So really, I'm just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I want to go over there. Like,
yeah, when we were recording today, we were all trying to have like a very serious conversation about like what's going on. And he's just over there just like, I want to go to the place and do this thing. And
just want to go over here and be weird.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, thanks for ruining that very serious moment we are having.
And, all right, so while recording, so
why are we not worried about the cow? Where's Ezzy? What's happening with her?
I'm not worried about the cow because in the back of my mind,
inside, I'm definitely worried. I can't roleplay because I didn't know it.
It was one of those things that we had to leave so quickly that I just forgot about her.
But she was gone. We checked on the way out. She wasn't there.
We said to run.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's going to show up
With my foot, probably. Time,
with your foot riding her back. Yep.
Look at that smile. Look at that smile. I'm sure, yeah.
In the back of my mind, I know this to be true.
Any foreshadowing that you can give us on Ordok's foot?
Or a damn thing. Or
the cow, rather, not Ordok.
Having adventures, you know.
That needs to be bonus content. We'll just run. You just give us a monologue of the adventures of Ezzy the cow
and what's going on. That would be fantastic.
Moo, 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 moo.
Moo. 10 minutes of that. Moo. Talmor, why are you kissing everything?
I don't know. Honestly, it was one of those things. I like as I'm playing Talmor, I'm getting more into the idea that he's just like kind of an emotionally broken person, and without drawing too much on like my actual life, I'm just kind of having fun with him, and it kind of like the most cringy thing, like within the realm of possibility that I could do, I kind of like to do because he's just kind of formed like an unnatural like bond with you guys. And, you know, because I think we did a timeline and it was like we've only been traveling together for like 2 weeks tops or something like that.
Barely even that. Not
yeah,
even that.
Yeah, not even like it's been like a week and a half. But he's just so emotionally broken and kind of mentally not there that he loves you guys like family. So it's kind of just slowly evolving into more and more of an attachment. Especially after losing Nim and Penny and everything. So it was one of the things that I just did, and it kind of cringed everybody out. And I'm like, all right, I'll keep doing this. that's really it.
There's a follow-up to the Bo question that I didn't notice earlier, but it was, what was our first impression of Bo as a character? Do we want to get into everyone else's opinion?
Bonkers. We almost killed him. No, it almost came
to
blows immediately.
Yeah, because, okay, so it was, like, right after we got attacked and we found the little dead guy and we just lost Nim, like, the night before. And, of course, Ben, being Ben, came in. He's like, oh, I'm going to do a little trick. And he, like, put out, like, black fire or something, freaked the entire party out. And, like, what do you expect me to do except charge at him? And he was like, are you going to kill me? I'm like, yeah, obviously. And so we actually had to go back and tweak that a little. Otherwise,
we were like, because it was in a break, wasn't it? And we were preparing to like basically player versus player combat. And I was like, do you know what? I'm just gonna come out of the bushes and put my stuff down.
Because I was charging him, Goshen was charging him, and like everybody was like running towards this big poof of black fire.
With
and we were just like, we're gonna do it because that's what we would do in this situation. And he was like, fine, we'll change it.
Ben, we had a more specific question about you, which I will let you address, but the question is, I'm super curious about Bo. He seems to be a composite of the current characters. Is that intentional, and what's going on?
Basically, I think Bo's sense of reality is perhaps not everyone else's sense of reality. So, yeah, he might be a composite of all the characters, that might not really be the reality. Like, it's only really the reality to him. Basically, when I said that, I think I was kind of on the idea of, like, because I don't want to go too far into it, but possibly he was kind of not sure if they existed or not, like, in real life, or if they were just figments of his imagination. So, yeah, all I'm going to say really for now is perhaps you shouldn't really listen to everything that comes out of Bo's mouth. Like, his sense of reality is not so well adjusted, it's not the same as what everyone else might think. So yeah, I figure for now I'll just leave it there. You'll find out a lot more even over the next couple of weeks. You'll find out a lot more, but yes. And also, to be honest, a lot of Bo is because of the way he is, it's sort of a collaboration really between sort of me and John. As things go, his backstory is a lot vaguer than what I would normally write, and we're just kind of, because so much of it is possibly not real.
I think we addressed that when we were talking about when the party was going into East Runewood about how you're like, yeah, I don't even think you guys are real. Mm. And so we, and you know, I think Ordok was the one that yelled at me. It was like, don't play into his fantasy or whatever it was. Cause you know, trying to convince you to come into the town, you know, you had said that. And I'm like, well, we could just be all figments of your imagination. And if we are, then you should follow us anyway. So it's the reaction that like, or the way that like the rest of the team plays off of everything that Bo says is just kind of baffling to me, because he just like everything that he says is just like, is kind of like off-putting to the sense of like, what are we gonna have to do now? Because he just like you said, he lives in his own reality, so trying to explain anything to him rationally is just kind of, it's kind of hard to do.
But I like the fact that because of he's in that kind of space, he can kind of make you, like, you guys question your realities as well.
Yep.
Are we ever gonna put the mean lady from the triad in her place?
The tiefling lady?
I think the resounding answer is no, because who the fuck knows what she can do?
She's scary. Like, she's real scary. She looks like a demon too.
Mm-hmm. True.
Which lady is this?
Benefir Wraith.
Benefir?
Oh, right. Triad. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiefling?
Hmm.
I still like, I want to know more about her. We haven't had much interaction with her. It's been mostly Skarn and the old wizard.
That's because she like doesn't like us.
Yeah.
Or like assumed we were going to fail and then we didn't. She's like, oh, whoops. Okay.
I think like from my first impressions, if this was any other game, I would say like, she's bad. She's a bad guy in disguise. But with John, I don't know. It could be anything.
Good, good.
All right, Chad, any last minute follow-up questions? I think we're
probably we talked about that. Did we answer all the questions, all of them good?
There's Chad? One we skipped over.
Was there?
Sorry.
During the episode Out of the Frying Pan, couldn't Talmor Manbear try to reason with the owlbears?
The answer is yes. That's something that I don't think about. I forget that I actually have that ability. So it's the owlbear fight and then the bear fight were two recording sessions. So there was like 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks between that to where I actually like looked at my abilities and everything.
Like read my character sheet.
So like, yeah, I could commune with animals if I remember that I can commune with animals. So I could have, but I forgot that I had that ability, and it's something that I need to pay attention.
Also, I think he was like chasing the foot because the he was very distracted because the owlbear was coming at us because it was chasing the foot.
Yeah. So.
Because that's the way that fight started was hilarious, because everyone else was kind of getting their asses kicked and Talon was just like off in the bushes looking for the foot, thinking, oh, this would be a piece of cake. And then he basically got battered.
Yeah. It was like for the first 3 rounds, I was chasing the foot. I step 1 round into combat and I get downed instantly. And then I get up, and then another round, I get downed. And so it was a really rough go. So,
yeah, that's by far the closest near TPK we've hit. It was real close. It ended with Goshen, right? Goshen was the only one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was up. Someone else was up, too.
What, was I up? I don't remember.
You got downed, and then Jerry and Goshen.
No, Jerry was downed.
Jerry was downed. It was just me and Ordok.
All right. Yeah, I think I must have been on, like, last legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ohio, well, you were only on one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. We'll go into just want another quick thanks to Studio and Easy Roller and Wood and our sponsors. Another big thanks to Chris and all the Patreon people. Like I said, guys, we have a lot of cool stuff out there as far as bonus content. John does hand-tailored and handwritten adventure guides. And, I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff coming up as far as sales on our Threadless store, which we have open if you haven't seen that. Patreon gets special discounts and stuff. So thank you guys over on Patreon for supporting us, and thank us everybody. Anyway, we again just want to thank all you guys. You're awesome. We love
thanks,
doing
guys.
This for you guys.
See you guys.
Follow us on social media.
jump into the Discord because we're always in there because we don't have lives and we like to chat.
I literally don't have a life, so if you'll talk to anybody, you'll talk to me probably. So get on the Discord, follow us on everything, blah, blah, blah. You know the deal. So.
And you should get hyped for my DM game because there's a Tarrasque that's like 150 years old and a cowboy with a wooden leg and
Reggie's game.
Reggie.
That talks.
Reginald.
This is all new to me too,
That's an in-joke no one's going to get. Yeah. We'll probably end up cutting that.
Even half of you guys didn't play, right?
No, yeah, it was me, Sally.
I didn't play either.
All right, guys.
Yeah, okay, we're going to end the stream now. Guys, thanks for coming. Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, everybody.